Well, hello and welcome to Is This Thing On Podcast number 36, the best music you've never heard. The best in independent, original, unsigned, non-signed, whatever you want to call it. And it's very, very music heavy tonight. I've got April, maybe May. I've got a new tune by someone new to the series, new to the podcast, Clara Barker. I've got Sunny back again because it's a brilliant tune. Triangle Exception, though I haven't played yet. A very interesting song. Tracy Sean, Fleda John, Hot Vamp Club, Men Are Sins, Kid Russell, Plains Over Paris, and one by me as well. Now, music tonight, nice and chilled. Very, very chilled out music. I've got lots of shout-outs to people from the Twitter, but we're going to start off with a fantastic track. I haven't played this for a while. This is April, Maybe May, and Lost. It's beautiful. Fantastic. What a beautiful tune. That was beautiful. That was April, Maybe May, and Lost. Like I said, a lot of music tonight. I've got no Watch Your Mother stuff. I've got no interviews. I've got no nothing today. I'm just going to have a straight podcast with just music. Hopefully, I've got a new thing I'm going to do with Matt Stevens next week, a new feature that we talked about this week, but we haven't had a chance to record it yet because we've both been busy. And nothing from Watch Your Mothers as yet, although they did say they were going to do something for me last week. But, well, what with, you know, the old World Cup, you know, people just get involved in that sort of thing. Poor old England, eh? Maybe it will stop. I don't know. I'm not even going to talk about it. I don't care about it. If you know me, you know that I care very little for sport. There's a few sports I like to watch, but football isn't one of them. I haven't got the time for it. Anyway, I'm gonna dedicate that now because I've got lists here. I've got a huge list of people to give shout outs to. I did a campaign on Twitter this week to find out, not to find anything out really, just to say that if you wanted to get a dedication read out on the podcast this week, all you had to do was retweet a particular hashtag, and that hashtag was "Is This Thing On Podcast." So if you want something played on the I'll just shout your name out on the podcast. All you got to do is retweet the hashtag "Is This Thing On Podcast." And if you don't know what I'm talking about, don't worry about it, just listen to the music and let it go. Anyway, that one, that's to play that for Pona. But the Bugcast, who played my track last week, which is another podcast, ECM Sound, or The Real Raj, Git Patrick, and that's Git as in guitar, G-U-I-T, and Heather Cannell, and Elizabeth Wells, you can have that as well. The next track I'm going to play you is by somebody from the Isle of Man, who emailed me this week and sent me lots of tracks, and kept emailing me backwards and forwards. If you want to submit a tune to the podcast, all you got to do is go to the blog. You know, I play the, if you listen, you know that I play the, what do I play? I play the jingle. Sorry, it's been a bit of a funny day. I play the jingle for the podcast blog, but the podcast blog is this thing on podcast.blogspot.com. I'll play the jingle later on. So go there, and all the information pretty much on how to listen, how to submit a track, is all there. Anyway, enough talking. I've talked too much. Sorry, everybody. Everybody, I think I've let everybody down here. This is Clara Baker and Bed Song.
You're mine as I
Yes, that was Clara Baker. She's from the Isle of Man, if I remember rightly. And that can go to Project Egghead, who have made their money. Well done. Well done, Project Egghead. They made their money. If you listen back to, I think it was podcast 16 or 17, I put a shout out for Project Egghead. Well, they raised their money. She's like, so, Badger, you need to shave your head now. That's the whole, that was the deal. You put the money up, get the money for the charity, then you're going to shave your head. Hence the name Project Egghead. Egghead? Egghead. Anyway, that was for Project Egghead, Media Maker, the 23rd Joker. Where you been, 23rd Joker? Yeah, Zoo Cadillac, S.L. Boval, and Seth Elliott. Seth Elliott. Seth Elliott? That's the thing with Twitter and a lot of stuff with the internet is people don't use their real names, which is fair enough. You have kind of like pseudonyms that people use. I don't. I started to when I first started using the internet, but then I kind of forgot. Oh, and then I forgot who I was. So then I decided, I think I'll just stay. I'll just say who I am. Sorry, something came up then. There's a little sting that's coming up in a minute, and I put it the wrong place. So it was playing very loudly in my ears as I was saying that. So apologies for that. Yeah, Seth Elliott. That's A-E-L-L-I-O-T. That's his name on Twitter. Old Mad Manglaney, Miss Lamanda, and Anderson Silva, and Tamsin Hartnell. You can have that one. I've still got some more to do, but we'll leave that for a bit now. This is a fantastic track again. Beautiful. Beautiful for the season, I think. So sit back and listen to this. This is Sunny and Something in the Water.
And Andy
from Haunted Stereo.
And you're listening to
Nick Tans. Is this thing on podcast?
I think she was trying to stifle a giggle then, don't you think? It sounded to me like she was trying to stifle a giggle. Let's hear that again. Let's see if you think she's trying to stifle a giggle.
Hi, this is Anya.
And Andy
from Haunted Stereo.
And you're listening to
Nick Tans. Is this thing on podcast?
Definitely. She was going for a giggle then. She was going for a giggle. If that had gone a bit longer, we'd have got a bit of a giggle out of her. I wonder how many times they did it. Well, who knows? Well, if you're an artist, or anybody really, and you want to do a sting for the podcast, then just do one. Just record one. Do it on your phone if you like. Email it to isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com. And I think we're a bit short of jingles so far. I'll put some jingles in a minute. Right, well, Triangle Exception. They are the exceptions to the triangle. And they write very unusual, kind of proggy rocky stuff. It's not heavy proggy rocky stuff, but it's anyway, have a listen to this. This is a bit unusual. This is called Wake Up and Close Your Eyes, and this is the fantastic Triangle Exception.
This is Wake Up and Close Your Eyes.
You
caught me unawares there. I've hardly got any. Now, no one got back to me about Jack Daniel's Black last week. Is it any good? Because I'm on my last bit. I've got about a tot left in this today to get me through. It should just about get me through the rest of the podcast. But I'll have to go and buy another bottle tomorrow. So if someone can get back to me, if someone can get back to me about Jack Daniel's Black, is it worth it? Because it was on special offer. So if you can tell me about that, let me know, will you? Actually, that's kind of reminded me about something. I think Clara Barker, you know, I think she might play with a band called Jack Daniel's. Who knows? I think I might have that. Have a look at the blog later on, because she might make a little, she might say something about that. Or I might have missed someone else. I don't know. It's been a very funny week this week. I'll tell you why a little bit later on. Anyway, that song went out to, Doug Triangle X from Triangle Exception, who's been tweeting me this week. And Stonewing, Rock the Cupcake. Cupcake? Rock the Cupcake. Rock the Cupcake. American Jazz Venues. And, Colin T. Graham, who's got a new blog started today, which I made a little comment on. You were talking about Twitter. Very interesting. Anyway, Tracy Sean, I don't care. I do care. This is lovely. It's been some good music today, hasn't it? It gets better. Tracy Sean.
Didn't want to drive through the night for you, with everybody sleeping while I dream. But it had to come to this, speaking to you now, on the road to see you where you lie. Oh, you know that don't cry for you. Oh no, I just wanna know why I was silent on that day when you fell. You never told me what to wear, what kind of shoes, how to part my hair, with my reflection foreign in your eyes. 'Cause I just wear your life like a broken melody, with all the changes you have made for me. Oh, you know that I don't cry for you. Oh no, I just wanna know why I was silent on that day when you fell. Sleep on the fallen dreams of mine, rest in our undiscovered time. In our undiscovered saw the sea, so hungry for your breath. The ocean only whispers in the night. And if I give myself to the tide, will you be there in the deep, or will I swim with nothing but the wind? Oh, you know that I don't cry for you. Oh no, I just wanna know why I was silent on that day when you fell. Sleep on the fallen dreams of mine, rest in our undiscovered time. Sleep on the fallen dreams of mine, rest in our
lovely. Lovely. Right, well, it's been a bit of a good week this week, actually. I do a thing called Pure Acoustica, which is I get acoustic guitarists and singer-songwriter types to come and play. We started in a new pub this week, the Southwestern in St Denis, which is in Southampton. And we play without microphones, amplifiers, and PAs, microphones, amplifiers. Yeah, that's what we do. So we just sit and play. And you might think, oh, well, you know, it's just acoustic guitarists and just doing what they do anyway. But it's funny that people who really want to hear acoustic guitarists and everything plugged in, which is kind of okay. It sounds nice as well. I do both. But it's quite interesting to do this just playing it bare, playing it naked, if you like, just with a guitar and a voice. I mean, I love it. It's my favourite to me. If I can get a big audience just sort of listening to you playing without that, then, oh, it's fantastic, fantastic. Anyway, I am going to carry on with some more fantastic music by a guy called Fleda John. And Fleda John, I want this for Kezia Hoskin, APOC 97, Steam Bungie, My Song of the Day, and the Jazzmeister. Now, he gave me this weird thing called Shlomo Vocal Orchestra and the Magnets. Didn't give me any reason why, but I'll mention it anyway. And Dinky Swingle. Dinky Swingle runs a group called the Swingle Singers, and they were going to send me, or she was going to send me, a sting for the podcast, but she didn't do. And the Swingle Singers. Now, if you're of a certain age, didn't the Swingle Singers used to be around in the 70s? They used to do things like... What's that noise? What's that noise then? Anyway, didn't they do this thing like they'd come in the middle of the two Ronnies or something like that and sing something? I don't know, I'm sure they did. But she doesn't look that old, she looks like in her 20s or something. Anyway, I'm going to play you a song that I played a while ago by a guy called John Fleda. No, Fleda John, an Australian guy. And I got a lot of comments about this song, and it's called The Evolution Song. And I can't remember which podcast it was. If someone can tell me which podcast it was, I'd like to know, because it's not on my list. I've got my spreadsheet now and I've got all organised, and when I looked for this earlier on this week, I couldn't find it anywhere. Anyway, this is a lovely little song, The Evolution Song by Fleda John.
Out of the sea, gills flapping in the rain, out of the tree, legs across the plain, worn land from little fish to now, worn land from dinosaur to cow. Mr. Darwin, take a bow. Mr. Darwin, take a bow. From tortoises to eagles, from bumblebees to beagles, to the finches in the trees, Mr. Darwin, help me please. Mr. Darwin, help me please. The world keeps revolving and things just keep evolving. Disturbing ground, out of my head. More than six bottles down, what led from dinosaur to cow? Mr. Darwin, take a bow. Mr. Darwin, take a bow. From tortoises to eagles, from bumblebees to beagles, to the finches in the trees. Mr. Darwin, help me please. Mr. Darwin, help me please.
Blogspot.com. That's isthisthingonpodcast.blogspot.com. See, I like that little track. It reminds me a little bit of a sort of a combination of Tom Waits and Jonathan Richman. You know Jonathan Richman from The Modern Lovers? If you were born in the 90s, then you won't. If you're born in the 80s, you probably won't. If you're born in the 70s, you might. If you're born in the 60s, you almost certainly won't. And if you're born before the 60s, then you should have heard of Jonathan Richman, who did a song called Roadrunner, didn't he? Was that Jonathan Richman, The Modern Lovers? Roadrunner. Anyway, I digress. And I've got about one slurp of original Jack Daniels left. The black one, I want to know. Jack Daniels should sponsor this show. I put it down as one of my major influences, you know. Anyway, enough of that. Now I'm going to play you Hot Vamp Club. Remember Hot Vamp Club? They are a local Southampton band and they are brilliant. And this song is called Young Hearts and Slow Shoes. And it's just beautiful. Just beautiful.
This house has been far out at sea. This house has been far out at sea. All night we were playing out at sea. All night lost out at sea. On duty dancing to the radio, dancing to the. Their hearts were young, but their shoes too slow. On duty dancing to the radio, dancing to the. Their hearts were young, but their shoes too slow. Light to memory, time left in the house out at sea. Shoes may move faster than me. Time, will they remember me?
Mummy, I want to hear some of Nick Tan's wonderful songs. Do, dear. Yes, Mummy, what can I do? Well, dear, you can go to www.nicktan.co.uk. Will there be details of his gigs there too, Mummy? Yes, dear. Will there be pictures of him and his instruments? Oh, Mummy, please say yes. Yes, dear. Will there be widgets too, to click on? You know, those ones that link to his blogs and his podcasts. Yes, dear. And links to his friends' websites too? Yes, dear. Mummy? Yes, dear. Are there links to simply everything that Nick Tan does there? Yes, dear. What was the address again, Mummy dearest? www.nicktan.co.uk. Oh, thank you, Mummy. Thank you so very much.
Beautiful. And you should go there because I've added a lot of new things. One of the things I have added recently is an archive of some of the old podcasts. Because I'm too tight, I haven't invested a lot of money into the podcast. So I'm on a sort of cheapo server, Podbean. I should do a thing for Podbean, really, shouldn't I? They're quite good, actually, I must admit. They are quite good at hosting the podcast. But unfortunately, because, like I said, I'm tight, I don't earn any money from this, so I don't spend any money on it. I've only got a limited amount of space on their server, and I've basically used that up. I used it up ages ago. So what I do is I take off old podcasts to make room for the new ones. And all the old ones go onto my website, nicktan.co.uk, and I think it's, if you go onto the front page, there's a little button on there that says archives, and you can go onto the podcast archives, and it's got all the list of all the podcasts that I've done, and you can click on the click on the text, and then you can download that podcast, and you can have it on your whatever you want. I don't really care. I think we're up to, I should be putting another one up there quite soon, actually. I think it'll be 24, 25, whatever. So go along there, have a look. There's lots of other bits and pieces as well. You'll see a link to Pure Acoustica. I've done a lot of work on that recently. And lots of bits and pieces on there. So go along and have a look. Now, a band I haven't played for a while is one of my favourite bands, which are from Iceland. Not which are, who are from Iceland. And they are called Men Are Sins. And I love Men Are Sins, and I wish I could just play them all the time, but I think you might get a bit bored of them, but you may or may not. Anyway, let me put this out to Tom Slater, Alan Weiss, Me John, SRM1138, who picks that as a name for Twitter? Coloured Lines, just Coloured Lines, who I should play again shortly. I think you're due to be for me to play you again, Coloured Lines. I did download your album the other week, actually, from Bandcamp. Go on to Bandcamp, some great stuff there, including mine, obviously. Go and buy my stuff, or at least have a listen. I've got albums, you can download them for free off Bandcamp. Go to nicktan.bandcamp.com. I've got 5 albums up there, they're free. Just download them, have them. Or you can buy the snazzy new limited edition, and they are limited edition. I've only got a few of them left. Physical CDs, and they've got all nice little bits of writing on them, and some of them have... They've got all the words and some great pictures that Mrs. Nick took. And can you hear the baby crying? Oh, there's a baby downstairs. Anyway, I can make more noise than the baby. Right, anyway, Men Are Sins, as I was saying. And this is it's a lovely track. This is called Running a Motorway. I'm not quite sure what it means, but I'm sure it means something very deep that I haven't got to grips with yet. Anyway, Men Are Sins, Running a Motorway.
Facts, the ice cream TV. rest. He got run over by a truckload of twisted reasoning. A woman tied herself to a fence, tried to change our way of thinking. We packed her bags and sent her away.
I think you got the message, didn't you? Right, now I've got three more tunes left to play, and I'm going to dedicate the last three to Bob Balding, Central Desert. I think it's Central Desert. Was it Central Desert? Nah, it'd be Central Desert, wouldn't it? Yeah, bound to be. The Naughty Jane Belinda and Hashtagger. I'm assuming it's something to do with hashtagging. I'm just guessing. I don't know. This is a song by Kid Russell. Now, I spoke to Kid Russell. Well, I did this sort of tap talking. Well, maybe we should call it that. I think I did it on Google Chat. I said, I'm going to play one of your tunes this week. I think, because I haven't played you for a while. I said, what do you want me to play? And he said something, I can't remember what it was. But I'm not going to play it because I found this tune that I really like. So, yeah, this is Kid Russell. And he said, funky little tune. Funky little tune. It's called Paradise.
Me Chris Columbus, riding ocean blue. I'm leaving home looking for something new. It's never been done before, leaving my familiar shores. In Central Moore, in my F-150, call me Ford Explorer. Got the rims painted black. I'm not paid, but I can pull off that. And now I'm trying to get the house to match. I went to Philly to prepare my mind. I'm lifting weights, military school's a constant grind. I train hard like Rocky in part four, ready to fight the Russian. I'm rushing into this game, spontaneous combusting. I'm crazy, 20 tracks of fire. You never heard it from a white boy full of desire.
to change the game, cause it needs to be changed. I may light this flame in your brain, claiming the whole world's insane. Can you hold the torch lit with spit force that makes these $100 tracks sound like Scott Storch? It's like them long nights in Vegas when you party like your fate is in God's hand.
That's paradise.
When Adam meets Eve, I'm doing the birds and the bees. That's what it feels like inside.
It's paradise.
When you're living your dream, making money that's so green, that's a piece of
it's paradise.
And when you're ready to fall, if you're risking it all, then your real life becomes
it's paradise.
I took the Oregon Trail to Cali. I was trying to find my own piece of heaven up in the valley. I felt fully focused for all the Hollywood hocus pocus in the land of locusts. Gotta be strong like Moses. They promised you paradise to pick your pockets. I chose to roam my paradise back where my heart is. Chicago hip hop's new outpost, a mission to give hope. Cause hip hop's become a joke. So I lace it with style and grace and give it a heart deep as great lakes. That's what it takes. I used to think paradise wasn't real. Then I heard this Kid Russ song seal the deal. Give me this iron will to state my thoughts. Hip hop can't be bought, so let me be the light that leads the lost, and I can show you how to find paradise in your own life. It's like them long nights in Vegas when you party like your fate is in God's hand.
That's paradise.
When Adam meets Eve, I'm doing the birds and the bees. That's what it feels like inside.
It's paradise.
When you're living your dream, making money that's so green, that's a piece of
it's paradise.
And when you're ready to fall, if you're risking it all, then your real life becomes
it's paradise.
To Is This Thing Ann with Kid Russell. Make sure to get my album. Thanks.
Peace. Peace. That was Kid Russell. I love that track. It's a cool little track, isn't it? Little summer track in the car. Wind the window down. Well, press the button. Yeah, you know. Arm out the window, driving along. Nice and sunny. I'm loving that at the moment, aren't you? Bits of sun. Oh, you know, I love it. I love the heat. Get as hot as you like, mate. Hot as you like. Good for me. Right, I've got two more tunes to play. I've got Planes Over Paris next, which I haven't played for a while, and I missed it because it's sort of after a while I kind of listen to stuff and I catch it on my iPod. I always say to people that send stuff in, make sure you put your name as part of the file name. So if you're going to send a track in, make sure you send your name as part of the file name, because not only does it mean that when I put it on, like when I play it, when I'm looking for tracks to play, I can see who's played it, and it means that I can contact you. But also, it means that it comes up on my iPod. I listen to my iPod a lot. I got a new iPod for my birthday last month, big 160 gig job. So I've basically got every single piece of music on my computer on it. So it's like, oh, it's just ridiculous amounts of music. And I listen to it on shuffle when I go running, or when I'm in, you know, driving along in the car. And so every so often a track comes up and I think, oh God, yeah, who was that? And so I can look down on my iPod, oh yeah, it's them. So yeah, if you're going to send stuff in, then do it. Now, nothing from Watch Your Mothers this week, which is a bit of a shame because, you know, I miss hearing their reviews. They haven't done anything for a while. So they've been a bit busy, I'm sure. They've done stuff. But if you want to sort of go over to watchwithmothers.net, maybe just sort of, you know, a little general reminder. Hey guys, you know, hey guys. Napoleon, Swineshead, a few song reviews would be good. We really miss you. So, yeah, that'd be quite nice. Now, speaking of Napoleon, he designed a logo for Is This Thing On Podcast, and it's on the website. It's on isthisthingonpodcast.blogspot.com, and he's also designed another logo to go on a T-shirt. He designed two, actually. He designed two, but only one of the designs was able to go through because the other one he had to fix. He hasn't fixed it yet. But you can also buy an Is This Thing On Podcast t-shirt. I can't remember how much they are, but I'll tell you what, they're a bargain. An absolute bargain, because they look fantastic, and they've got an original design by Napoleon from Watch With Mothers, so you can go and have a look at that. Right, anyway, this is Planes Over Paris and Alibi, and afterwards I'm going to do a final shout out, and I'll do a shout out to everybody that that retweeted the hashtag this week. I never thought I'd say that phrase. Anyway, Planes Over Paris, this is email me at isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com. That's isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com with your MP3 submissions, Russian watch offers, foreign bank scams, and of course, Viagra. Fantastic. Well, I'd like to thank you all for subscribing. Some of you are going to be new, and some of you are going to be, well, you're going to be old hands at this, but thanks for your support. I really appreciate it, because in February, I kind of started looking at the podcast all over again and reassessing it, because what had been happening was I've been doing the podcast kind of infrequently, and I hadn't really been paying much attention to the statistics. And I was just chatting to Matt Stevens, and we were chatting. He went, "Well, how many subscribers have you got?" And I went, "Subscribers? Oh, I don't know." And I had a look, and I had 500 subscribers, and I thought, "Jesus, I didn't realize I had that many." I said, "So that's 500 people that subscribe to the podcast." And I subscribe to podcasts, so every time I turn my iTunes on, you know, the subscriptions come up, and you know, as you got a subscription to something, it automatically updates and everything. And so I thought, "God, so." Every time, there's 500 people. And so over the last few months, I've been trying to get 1,000, and I've got 1,000. I've got 1,094 now, and it's getting really, you know, it's getting quite successful. And I'd like to thank you all for supporting it, for people that have, you know, given me messages on Twitter and all the other feedback I've got. I mean, there is also a Facebook group. So if you do the Facebook thing, if you go into Facebook and put "Is This Thing On Podcast," you will find there's a group. In fact, there's two groups. There's a group and there's a page. Now, what I did is I started a group first of all, and then I started a page. And I've got more people in the group than I have in the page. I've got a bit of a problem because I only want to run two, really. So anyway, if you're going to join one, do the page, which is the Is This Thing On Podcast website, it's called. Is This Thing On? Or join both. I mean, it doesn't matter an awful lot. But if you go to the blog and click on the like on the thing on there, I'm getting a bit confused myself now. Anyway, before I play the last song, which is a live tune that I recorded years and years ago with a band I used to play with, well, my band called People. And People was a 9-piece band, and basically we just played my tunes. I sang and played a 12-string as I usually do, but I had backing from, a band called People that we started off. And I'm going to finish off with a song called Pale Moonlight. And if you see me live, and I think I might have done this on the podcast before, solo. This is a tune that I play quite regularly. But this was the original version that I did with the band. And it sounds quite nice. I sort of miss a band every so often. It's quite nice playing with a band. It's nice doing it on solo because you've got complete control and you're not sort of worried about anything going wrong, or you haven't got that sort of responsibility and stuff. But what's that noise? I was trained. But it is quite nice playing with the band as well, especially a big band like People were, which was a 9-piece. And you kind of surfed it. You had this big wave of a band, and I just sort of felt like I was riding the surf. And so I'm going to finish off with that. But before then, I put out earlier on this week on Twitter a hashtag. And I basically said, if you retweet, you know, if you don't use Twitter, it's basically you just press a button and retweet it, so it sort of regurgitates it, repeats it. The hashtag "Is This Thing On Podcast," I will mention your name on the podcast, and lots of people did, and I've been mentioning them throughout the show. But I'm going to finish up again. So here we go. Thanks very much to all the people that retweeted the hashtag this week. That is Pona, The Bugcast, ECM Sound, The Real Raj, Gets Patrick, Heather Cannell, that's it. Elizabeth Wells, Project Egghead, woohoo, she made her money and she shaves her head. Media Make, The 23rd Joker, Zoot Cadillac, hi guy. SL Bolvar, Seth Elliott, Mad Mank Laney, Miss Lamanda, hello Miss Lamanda, Anderson Silver, Tamsin Harnell, Doug Triangle X, Stonewing, good old Stonewing, Rock the Cupcake, Cupcake, Rock the Cupcake, American Jazz Venues, Dinky Swingle, still waiting for your jingles, Dinky Swingle, oh, how about that, I'm still waiting for a jingle from Dinky Swingle, Colin T. Graham, Keisha Hosking, APOC 97, Steam Bungie, My Song of the Day, The Jazzmeister, what was that stuff about Shlomo, vocal orchestra and the magnets? God knows. Tom Slater played you a couple of weeks ago, didn't I? Alan White, hello Alan. I should play that bass line, shouldn't I? Me John, SRM 1138, Coloured Lines, Bob Boulding, Central Desert, Jane Belinda, Naughty Girl, and Hashtagger. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed it this week. It's been quite good, isn't it? I've liked it. Really good music. Now, hopefully next week I'll spice it up a little bit with some interviews. I'm hoping to get an interview with a few people. I'm being interviewed myself tomorrow. I might tell you a little... No, I won't tell you about that. I'll tell you about that when it's done. And I'll think me and Matt Stevens should get together again and we're going to have a look at some bits and pieces. Anyway, thanks very much indeed for listening. This is Pale Moonlight by me and people, and I will see you... Well, I won't see you. I'll speak to you next week. Bye!
In the pale moonlight, the Lord have mercy in the pale moonlight.
The Lord have mercy on the pale moonlight.
Oh, well, the Lord have mercy in the pale moonlight. The Lord have mercy in the pale moonlight.
The Lord have mercy on the pale moonlight.
She said, turn me on, cause I like it like that. She turned me on, cause I like it like that.
Yeah.
Mummy?
Yes, dear?
I've been writing some wonderful songs of my own.
Have you, dear?
Yes. And now I want to send them to Nick Tan's fantastic podcast, Is This Thing On? Can I, Mummy? Please, please, please?
Yes, dear.
But, Mummy, how do I send them? How?
First, make sure that your name is part of the file name of the MP3.
It is, Mummy, it is. I've done that.
Good. Then, just attach no more than 2 to an email with details of your website, just one website, and send it to isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com.
Where, Mummy?
isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. You're the bestest mummy that ever was.
Where do you go to find out about the podcast? Who's been played and where you can buy their music and stuff? Just go to isthisthingonpodcast.blogspot.com. That's isthisthingonpodcast.blogspot.com.
Hello, I am Eros Abbott from the Eros Abbott A Laugh Death Show. I am here to say, listen to what you is the madness, or I will kill you. Me, Eros Abbott. Oh my, I love a party with a happy atmosphere. Thank you.
You're talented and sexy, and you're listening to Is This Thing On?